Now, many of us know the story of World War II, the causes, the atrocities, the battles. But what about what life was like during the war? What were the experiences of ordinary New Zealanders? Author Renee Hollis wants to find out. She's looking for stories about people who went overseas to help the fight and those who stayed here to keep the home fires burning. And she's particularly after stories that haven't been told before. Renee joins us now. Hi there, Renee.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes.
Let's pause for a moment to appreciate your last project and the last time you were on the show, which was your book, Keepers of History, New Zealand Centenarians Tell Their Stories. And I want to say a big thank you from the Mulligan family for doing such a beautiful job of telling my grandfather, Bob Mulligan, age 102, telling his story. We were so delighted with it.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate hearing that. Yes, it was lovely to meet Bob, and it was just such an amazing story and amazing stories that I heard along the way, and working on the book was just an honour, really, and a privilege to meet all these fantastic people and put all these stories together, and it sold really well. So, yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, real success, and I know how much passion and time you put into it, so you deserve it. And so where did the new idea come from?
The new idea really just followed on from Keepers of History after meeting so many veterans, and I sort of started to think more about what their life was like overseas and what their life was like for people that were over here. And, yeah, just wondered what some of those stories were. So, yeah.
What's the brief exactly? What exactly are you looking for?
So I'm looking for any New Zealander and who was around during World War II, and looking for letters or diaries that were written by people in New Zealand sending them overseas, or letters that were coming back to New Zealand. So, yeah, basically a social history of looking at what life was like and all the different theatres of the war as well. So, yeah, it should be really interesting.
So life both here in New Zealand and in the war zone?
Yes, yes. So looking at some of the roles that women took on while World War II was taking place, and also looking at stories that haven't really been told, like conscientious objectors as well that were in prison in New Zealand. I'm quite interested in hearing about that. Prisoners of war overseas. And, yeah, just be interesting to see what's in old boxes or suitcases in the cupboard, and just sort of, you know, maybe have a bit of a rummage around and see what you can find, and there could be something that could be quite interesting for lots of people.
Given that it was arguably the biggest news event of the 20th century, are there really that many untold stories out there, do you think?
Well, I think so. Well, for me, I've learnt a lot. You know, doing my book on centenarians, I was talking to people that were living during those times, and it was the most amazing teachers because they experienced all of these things. But I think for me, the like reading these stories, the diaries and the letters, are really fresh memories, and I think they can be quite unique as well. I heard of a story that I'd never heard of in the Marlborough Sounds, where two young little girls were on a farm, and it was at night, and they were looking out and they saw a submarine submerge, and they saw Japanese coming onto the land, and they had cyanide tablets with them ready to take them in preparation. And then they watched and basically realised that they were just getting water, and then they were going back. But I'd never heard anything like that before. Mm. So, yeah, lots of little stories that are quite interesting. So,
and because you're looking not just for oral history, you're looking for actual diaries and, you know, what would you call them, primary objects, you're going to have your work cut out for you, Renee. You're going to have loads to go through.
Yes. Yes, I got an email yesterday from a lady that said that she's found hundreds of letters in an old Coleman mustard container. And she kind of said, how am I going to get these down to you? And I was, yeah. So she said, are you sure you want all of them? And so I suppose I'm going to be a bit of a detective and just read through them all and look at things that really jump out that could be interesting for other people. So, yeah.
Have you thought about, rather than returning them all, have you thought about like making a little museum or organising a space for all these things to be kept?
Well, I haven't sort of thought about that yet, but I suppose it really depends on...
If people never looked at them themselves and kind of realised that they were valuable but didn't feel confident in being able to look after them. That would be quite a good solution. Not that I want to turn you from an author into a museum curator.
Well, yeah, I suppose it really just depends on what turns up. And I've already had people say, oh, you know, by looking through these old boxes, I've found out some things I didn't realise myself. So it'll get people talking too. So yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm just trying to avoid you the nightmare of having to courier all these things back and keep them safe. And what if they go missing? And anyway.
Yes, it could be a little bit of trickiness going on. But
any direction in the sort of thing that you're looking for, Renee?
As far as the direction, I suppose, is just quite general, and I'm just letting people, if they're interested, to basically to send or to email information to me. So it can be, as long as they're a New Zealander and they lived during World War II, then I'm interested in hearing about their stories.
Great. What's the instructions for people who want to help you out?
So some people have the diaries or the letters in a digital form, so they can email that through. Should I give that now, or do you want to put that on your website?
I'd love to put it on our website. It's quite it's a little bit of a complicated one, so I'll get that off Ali, voicesofworldwar2nz@gmail.com. But, yeah, probably best if people just follow a link. And what's the sort of time frame?
So looking at getting everything in by the end of August, and that's sort of in preparation because next year will be 75 years since the end of World War II, so sort of looking at hoping to get this book out by next year.
So, I believe in you, Renee.
I like a challenge, so I'll see how I go, but I'm not promising anything, but that's kind of the goal at the moment. So,
Hey, really delighted to talk to you again. Thank you for taking on this huge project, and I'm sure that we'll all enjoy the rewards of seeing your hard work. Cheers, Renee.
Thank you.
Renee Hollis, and we'll put that link up on our website if you would like to get in touch with her.